You're listening to Flashback Friday on RMU Radio with your host, Brett.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing on this lovely Friday afternoon? Today, I'm joined by special guest. It's my brother, Brad. Say hi, Brad.
Hi, everyone.
Now, we've got quite a few songs in store for you today. As you hear right now, we have peaceful background music by the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun. So, I say let's start out the day with not the Beatles. We'll get to the Beatles at some point. I'm trying to find it. One second. There we go. Enjoy.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio. You're listening to Flashback Friday on RMU Radio with your host, Brett.
Okay, now the one fun thing about having a guest on, especially your brother, is you get to play their favorite songs. Am I right, Brad?
Absolutely, Brent. Absolutely, yeah.
It's the way. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play one of Brad's suggested songs. Now, you know, I probably would have never played this, but since Brad's here, we're going to play it for him. So this is California Dreamin'. This is Brad's requested song, so enjoy.
You're listening to RMU Radio.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel. Birds all sing.
Brad.
Yep.
Do you know what that sound is?
I don't, Brent.
Well, if you were a weekly listener, you would know that that is trivia. Are you ready for the question, Brad?
I hope so.
And let me say, if you do win, you win a meal voucher to Chick-fil-A, even though you probably don't eat there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and all you viewers listening, feel free to take a guess. Only about 28% of American households still have these. What is it? And I will say we do have these. Now give it some thought. I'll give you one clue.
What?
Kitchen.
Kitchen? Home phones?
Oh, Brad. 28% of American households still have these. That's a very low number. A lot of people still have household phones. Come on.
Not sure, Brent. I'm at a loss.
Okay, everyone. Maybe we're just going to have to come back to it. Stay tuned to find out the answer. Here's Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. Enjoy.
RMU Radio.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, the scars of red.
tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summer.
We're back with the trivia. Brad, I'm giving you one more chance to win this Chick-fil-A meal voucher. Are you ready?
I hope so.
28% of American households still have these. I even received some text messages. You all have wrong answers. What is your final answer, Brad?
An answering machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the correct answer is 28% of American households still have ice cube trays. Yeah, we still have those in the basement fridge. Like any of you really care listening. Okay, well, maybe next time you're on the show, which is really, it's probably going to be never, you'll get a chance. If not, here, enjoy some Beach Boys, all you listeners.
You're listening to RMU Radio.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burn, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio.
You know, Brad, we haven't seen each other in a long time. Am I right? We're both in college.
About a month, yeah.
Has it been a month?
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day. And you know what? That's sad. Brothers should see each other more often. This sounds like, do you ever listen to Delilah? She always like talks about sad things. She's like, I don't know. But it's sad. We haven't seen each other in so long, so...
You know what else we haven't gotten to do?
What?
We haven't gotten to hold hands.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to hold hands.
No.
You know, Brad, I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold yours too, Brent.
Listening to RMU Radio. We'll be right back to Flashback Friday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a flash. Flashback Friday is brought to you by Alternative Bedding Waterbed Services. Has been Pittsburgh's specialty sleep shop since 1992. Are you ever in need of new, comfortable, and affordable mattresses? Well, you're in luck. Alternative Bedding Waterbed Services issues a 10% discount to all RMU students. They also offer a large selection of waterbeds, futons, bunk beds, and bedroom furniture. Call us at 412-885-5555 for any questions or visit our website at www.alternativebedding.net. Welcome back to Flashback Friday with your host, Brent.
Okay, Brad, so you know what's coming up?
What?
Halloween.
You're right.
My favorite holiday. Now, what we're going to talk about now is our favorite Halloween candy. Now, I'm not like a big candy eater anymore, but what was your favorite candy, Brad, when you would lay out all your candy after trick-or-treating?
I think it'd be the Mallow Cup.
It's like, oh my God, I was going to say that.
The underdog of Halloween candy.
People make fun of me when I would say I like Mallow Cups. They're like, those are disgusting.
They're so good. And Mallow
Cups,
never see them.
They're like Reese's or how people always get mad how I say Reese's. They're like, it's Reese's. But basically, Mallow Cups are Reese's Cups filled with marshmallow goo in the center.
Right.
It was so good.
But, you know, you can never go wrong.
And like Twix or Kit Kats.
Oh, or M&M's, just pop them in.
Brad, M&M's, pop them in. Okay, well, where we're going with this is it's almost Halloween, so we've got to play a Halloween
get the season.
Yeah, got to go with the season, so. And I'm actually gonna have a Halloween special where it's only Halloween music coming up in a few weeks.
This is a little intro to the Halloween.
Yeah, this is a sneak peek, and also around Christmas, I'm gonna have a Christmas special, so it'll be fun. So make sure you tune in. So
tis the season,
enjoy.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Monster mash! Monster mash!
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio. Welcome back to Flashback Friday with your host, Brent.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about someone very special.
Who's that, Brent?
She's very cute. She has an underbite. She's black and furry. Our dog, Sophie.
Aw.
People are probably thinking, who the heck are we going to talk about that has an underbite? Like, she's black. Okay. So our little dog, Sophie, she is like, she looks really nasty, but she's so cute. Like, she has an underbite, and, like, whenever you see her, she pees everywhere, and that's true love right there. So,
yeah, and she's a little different than Sam because she always just wants to have fun, right?
Yeah, like, we have two dogs. We have a Maltipoo, and we have a Shih Tzu Yorkie Terrier. I Shih Tzu not, get it? I Shih Tzu not. So, Sam's always tired and miserable, and then Sophie, she's such a happy little girl. Like, I swear.
Just always just most wants of the time, to have fun.
Yeah, she just wants to have fun, I swear.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio.
Okay, now we talked about Sophie and we played a song for her, but, you know, it's come to my attention that we do have two dogs and we have to talk about Sam for a moment. Now, Sam, okay, I hate like to say, saying we have favorites, but Sophie's so much nicer to me. Sam is like this white dog that has these eyes that he'll just stare at you. And, like, he'll go under Brad's bed, and, like, you'll try pulling him out, and he's like, and I'm like, Sam, you're so mean. And, like, Sophie, if you call her name, she'll actually run to you, but Sam, he just, like, he sits there, and he doesn't move. You'll be like, Sam, come on. Sam, come on. The only reason he'll move is if you say, Sam, you gotta go, wanna go out, or, like,
a banana.
Banana, or there's, like, dinner, or daddy home. There's, like, a few things, but if you actually wanna just play with him, that's not gonna happen. He's like
very rare mood.
Yeah, half the time, you know, Brad, half the time he just sits there and he He acts like a rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. From my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. No need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
You're listening to RMU Radio.
Shake.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio.
Okay. Now, before we end the show, because we still have a few more minutes, I'm just saying, if you want to call in, some people called in last week for fun, said a joke. If you want to give me a joke that I could say on the radio, 412-397-6816. Brad, go ahead and say that number again for them.
412-397-6816.
Once again, 412-397-6816. Now, this song goes out to myself.
Listening to RMU Radio.
Okay, everybody. It's sad. It's 4:58, and the show goes till 5. We only have one more song left. But guess what? Well, I know what it's going to be, but guess what? We're going to come back on later tonight at 9:30, and I know a few of you are active listeners, and you'll be there to support us. So if you want to listen to us later on, go on at 9:30 to download the TuneIn app, My mom can't figure out how to do that because it's so hard.
If anyone could go help her, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Yes, if you want to call us at 412-397-6816, we'll give you our home address. You can go home and help her download an app. It's pretty hard. I don't even know how to do that. So if you have that talent, please go help her do that. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back later. Oh my God, did you hear that voice crack? We'll be back later, so make sure to tune in. I'll send a few people. I'll go on Facebook and be like, hey, I'm going on. Brad, any closing remarks?
Just have a nice weekend, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, Carly. Carly's my girlfriend. This song goes out to you. Enjoy, Carly.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio.